Summer is upon us, and whatever you have going on, a vacation, a staycation, a summer wedding, well, Macy's has you covered. If you need summer dresses, matching sets, volume sleeve tops, wedges, straw-crafted bags, I mean, really, they have what you need head to toe. I'm talking Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. So shop summer must-haves at Macy's. Go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Again, that's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. All right, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that is exactly what you're going to get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs. Whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job, choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing, the episode where I share your emails and answer questions that you've sent in. I'm Amy, in case you're new. Got a Four Things podcast that comes out every Thursday. And then this is the bonus episode that we put up on Tuesdays. And we always start Tuesday episodes off with a quote. And I actually have two for you today. The first one, I saw a Self magazine post on Instagram, and it said, "Yesterday, my therapist said, when you're having negative thought patterns, try to think of them like Instagram ads. You can either read the caption, click on the page, go to the website and look at the products, or you can just acknowledge them and keep scrolling." So I thought that that was a good little analogy for you to get out of your negative thinking, acknowledge them, and keep moving. The next quote is from singer-songwriter Jerry Jeff Walker, who passed away the other day, and I happen to be super close to his son, Django. He was actually in my wedding as a bridesman and has been a dear friend since I was 13 years old. Kind of crazy when I think back of all the memories that I have with Django and at his house and with his parents. But the Jerry Jeff Walker quote is, "You have to figure out ways to do things on your own. I do my own thing, and I don't pay much attention to what anyone else is doing." And he was definitely a lot like that, and I loved his music. I've been super sad for his family lately. I actually cried again today over it when we were talking about it on the Bobby Bones show. But then I remember, I feel like I've been crying a lot lately, but crying is good. So if you have to cry, this is my encouragement to you to find a way to let it out, because tears contain stress hormones, which leave your body through the crying and then stimulate its production of certain endorphins and oxytocin and good things for you. So you'll usually feel better after a good cry. I know I do. But back to Jerry Jeff, I just want to say a big thank you to him for all of the amazing music that he shared with people for so many years. He will be missed. And I just want to thank him for introducing me to my love of Texas country music, and to Django and Susan and Jesse. They're probably not listening to this, but I'm sending prayers and hugs down to Austin for them. And you know, Jerry Jeff was most famous for Mr. Bojangles, but I want to share with y'all a little clip of my favorite Jerry Jeff song, or one of my favorites. I mean, Sangria Wine is a close second to this one, but here's LA Freeway, just a clip because I love it so much.
Give me some dirt road back street. If I can just get off of that LA freeway.
Okay, now we're going to get into the emails for today's episode. The first one is from Daisy. Hey, Amy, I have suffered from an eating disorder and it's taken a few years, but I'm mostly recovered and my mindset has completely changed. I love how open you are about how things you've said and believed in the past were wrong and always correcting them with how you feel now. I was wondering if you have read the book Anti-Diet by Christy Harrison. It was so helpful to me because it explained logically why everything our culture believes about dieting and what a healthy weight is wrong. I absolutely love this book and think that you would like reading it too. There's also an audio version. I would recommend it to anyone, even if they haven't had an eating disorder. And I think that all the podcast listeners would like it too. Well, Daisy, thank you for that recommendation. I shared your email because I also would like to share that book with listeners. We put it as a resource as part of our Outweigh series back in April. I haven't read it myself, but Lisa is a big fan of it. It is on my list of things to read or listen to, but I haven't yet. I've been knee deep in parenting books. But the book that I read that changed my thinking on my eating disorder was Brain Over Binge. So I'll throw that one out there as well. And again, we covered those books in our Outweigh series back in April. But if y'all haven't heard the news, Outweigh is now its own weekly podcast. So we put up the first episode for that, which is technically episode 5, because we're counting the first 4 episodes from back in April as 1, 2, 3, 4. Then last Saturday's is 5, and we'll have episode 6 loading up this Saturday. And if you want to listen to Outweigh, you can just listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. You should be able to find it. And that was another question that I got from Linda congratulating me on the network. And she just didn't know where she could hear all the podcasts for them. But just heads up, Linda, if you're listening to this, just how you find my 4 Things podcast, you can find Outweigh. If you just search it out, you can find The Truthiest Life, which is Lisa's podcast on showing up with your authentic self. And then Catherine DeFatta's podcast, You Need Therapy. Those are under my network umbrella. And yeah, you should be able to find them pretty easily if you want to. Next question is from Liz. My first question is, which under eye cream do you use or would you recommend? My second question is more about managing ADD. I've had trouble staying focused on one task and tend to be very forgetful, usually having to write everything down. I was curious if there was anything that you've done specifically to help or if there was a supplement you might recommend. Okay, let's address the eye cream since that was your first question. There's a few. I know that everybody's on a different budget. So I will say that I love Burt's Bees Sensitive Eye Cream, which you can find at Walgreens or Target or wherever. Olay also has a deep hydrating cream that I really like. And then some of you may know that I use a lot of Zoe products. They are my jam. I love them. And they have a new growth factor eye serum that my face girl, Carrie, who's at the Nashville Beauty Girl on Instagram, y'all can always DM her with questions. She just sent me some of this and it's awesome. Again, I use all Zoe products, so I'm probably biased here, but this new eye serum has a cooling applicator, which is really awesome for the skin and helps with tired eyes, which one thing I do every morning is I put eye patches on. I keep them in the fridge and they're my morning treat. I look forward to the coolness under my eyes and I have them on my Amazon favorites page, which you can find at radioamy.com. Or if you can find them at Target, they may have some there. Amazon's so easy for people. Nordstrom Rack has some really good ones. If you're in the checkout line or over in their beauty section, you can find some really good ones that are cheaper there, or at least I'm assuming they're cheaper there because it's Nordstrom Rack. I just found a box of some the other day. But again, I also just use the ones from Amazon. As for ADD, I have taken prescription meds for ADD before, and that's not the route I recommend, but everyone is on their own journey. So if you have been diagnosed, meet with a doctor and see if meds are right for you. But in the meantime, if you're just trying to help out with some of the ADD symptoms and you don't want to take meds, okay, writing things down is a must. You got to just keep that up. That's just part of our life. You have to do that. Also, you've got to try to stay focused and on task. If you start something, make a deal with yourself that you need to complete it before moving on to something else. And if you do move on and you recognize what you just did, that you didn't complete the other task and you've moved on to like 3 or 4 different things, go back to the first thing you started with and finish it. And then reward yourself with something. It's going to look different for everybody what that reward might be, but that's been a helpful way for me to just train myself to finish tasks, which is not easy for me. I have a hard time doing that, but that's a little small thing I do. I also take omega-3, which in the pill form, you can take about 2,000 to 6,000 of a high quality fish oil a day. I recommend that for sure. And also those fatty acids can be found in salmon. So maybe you just start working salmon into your diet, or even sardines for that matter. I've heard are really amazing, but I just think personally those are disgusting. But they have been known to help with things like behavior, cognitive skills, focus. And I know this sounds weird, but limiting your coffee or maybe even eliminating it altogether, every person is definitely different. I just know the more coffee I drank, the worse I was. So for me, I have allowed coffee back in, but just one coffee a day. That's it. And again, everybody's brains are different, but if you have ADD, coffee can be not great for you, whereas other people it might be. If you're having trouble focusing, maybe move your body. For me, if I go for a walk or I do a quick workout or move my body, I'm normally able to focus better after that. And then you can also check with your doctor on other supplements, but because again, I'm not a medical professional and I don't know what's going on with your body, but I have heard that zinc, iron, magnesium all may help with ADD, but it's sort of trial and error with your own body. There was a time where I was taking all of that stuff and I do think I was functioning maybe at a higher level, but then I was so stressed out about getting my pills and my times just right. And I just don't have the space for that at the moment, but I may go back to taking those at another time. Another tip is just getting good sleep. I had multiple doctors tell me how important sleep is. So whatever that looks like for you, limiting your TV or screen time before bed, wearing blue light blocking glasses, maybe taking some melatonin, or not staying up late doing other things or getting distracted by going to bed. Sometimes people with ADD can be so distracted with all the other things that they don't get enough sleep. So make sure you're doing that, and that'll help set you up for success the next day. Certainly over time, it'll add up if you can get some good sleep for sure. Right. So a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry. Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista or maybe even a photographer or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price. $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV The Frame. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. All right, so I've been saving on shopping this year by only buying new clothes when I've sold some clothes that I no longer wear. And what this has done is it's forced me to be super wise when I'm adding clothes back into my closet. I want to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and that's where Quince comes into play. You can go see for yourself all the awesome stuff they have. Especially for summer right now, like European linen dresses and blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, 14 karat gold jewelry, so much more. And if you're like me, you're like, this just seems too good to be true. Well, what Quince does is they partner directly with top factories and they cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass the savings on to us. So we are getting things for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. For example, I'm literally looking on their website right now at this open knit cover up maxi dress that'll be great for the summer, 100% organic cotton, and it's $49.90. It could retail for $148, so that's 66% savings. And with warm weather here, you need to check out Quince. All you got to do is go to quince.com/Amy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Amy. You're going to get free shipping. Again, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Amy. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I don't want to waste my time taking vitamins that aren't really going to do much for me. Like, I want research. I want to know, like, hey, this is actually doing something for my body. And Ritual knows this. That's why they conducted the research. They've done clinical trials on their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin. The results? Well, it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. And as a woman, I want healthy vitamin D levels and omega-3 levels. And all I got to do is take my Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin every morning. I take them on an empty stomach, but sometimes if I forget, I may take them in the afternoon. It's really up to you when you want to take them. There's 9 key nutrients in 2 delayed release capsules. And what the delayed release capsules does for us is it optimizes our body's absorption of these nutrients. It's gentle on the empty stomach. Like I said, I can take it first thing in the morning and I'm totally fine. And with a minty essence in every bottle, it actually makes taking your vitamins enjoyable. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. Next email is from Megan. Hey, Amy, there are days when I feel down and not really complete in life. And what do you do to get through the days when it feels like a mess or nothing is right? And how do you turn your day around to a positive outlook? What are some tactics to try? Well, Megan, I don't know if you heard last Thursday's episode where Catherine DeFatta, she's a licensed therapist and host of You Need Therapy podcast, took over my podcast. And the first thing that she talked about was PMA, which stands for positive mental attitude. And I would recommend you go back and listen to that one. Also, I take part in our 4 things gratitude practice, which is writing down 4 things that you're thankful for. I do not do it every day, but on the days that it's rough, I definitely make it a point to do that. And we have a 4 things gratitude journal. A lot of you may know about it. Some of you may not. That's the only reason why I bring it up is for new people, because it is a really cute journal. We're actually releasing our new one this Friday. We're going to do a reveal of what it looks like on Shop Espoir on Wednesday night on a Wednesday night live. So if you want to follow at Shop Espoir so you can see what the new cover is going to look like, Mary and I are super excited. But you don't need the journal to practice gratitude. You don't even have to do 4 things. But for me, when I pause and I reflect and I take note of things that I am thankful for, that can help shift my perspective for sure. And now I'm going to run through a list of things that might be helpful for you to do if you're really struggling one day. Take a shower or a bath, hot or cold. It really doesn't matter, but something about the sensation of the water on your skin can help change your mood and maybe snap away any negative thinking. Are you tired? Should you maybe take a nap? Because a power nap can come in clutch to freshen up your attitude. Maybe talk with a friend. You have one you can go to that will help cheer you up. My friend Andrea has been sending me these awesome memes almost every day, and they make me laugh out loud. So find a friend that will send you funny memes. Eliminate something from your schedule. Catherine also talks about that a little bit in last Thursday's podcast, where do you need to ask for help? What do you need to say no to? What do you need to clear off your schedule maybe at some point so that you can give yourself some hope of tackling other things in your day? If you have a dog, spending time with a pet could be really helpful. I mean, there are animals that are therapy animals for a reason. They can be very, very, very therapeutic. therapeutic for humans. Another thing might be listening to some music that makes you feel better, or getting outside with nature, going for a walk, going for a run. I don't know, do you have some happy pictures in your phone where you can scroll through and remember the good times and have hope for those days? Are you hungry? This also makes me think of HALT, which I've talked about a lot on the podcast, which is, are you hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Because that can dictate your mood and have a really negative impact if you're one of those four things. So maybe make yourself a snack. Drink some water. The other day I was in the worst mood ever and I realized that I had not had water in 7 hours. So I drank a glass of water and I did feel better. So at times it could be something simple like that. So I hope that some of those things may be helpful for you, just little tools you can keep with you that you may bust out, or maybe there's a day where you might need to do every single one of those things if you just really can't get out of the rut. And then I would encourage anyone that is down for a long period of time and not feeling that great to try to speak to a professional. Because again, I'm just giving you surfacey type things that can help get you through the day, but some people might need more than that. So I just want to encourage you to take the steps to get help if that is what you really need, which Jenny Allen's book just popped in my head, and she came on the podcast a while ago for All Four Things to talk about her latest book, which is called Get Out of Your Head, and maybe that's a book you might need to check out. She's a Christian author, so just throwing that out there, depending on your beliefs, but she did go through a really dark season, and that book has been helpful to a lot of people. And last email is from Sarah. Hey, Amy, I've noticed that your hair is curled a little bit differently. How are you styling it now? And Sarah, jury is still out on what I'm using. I love a good wand. A wand is my go-to, but I did get one of those 3-barrel curling irons, which is like, it's massive. I got the Bondi Boost ones, but I know they have several different brands on Amazon, and they create like this really quick beach wave situation. Some days I love it, and then some days I don't know. I guess I should actually say I have two of them. I did order one from Amazon that's pink, and then I have the Bondi one, which is more of a brand name one. When I do make my final decision on how I feel about it, I'll add it to my Amazon page. But it does make things a lot faster, but then also sometimes look like I just crimped my hair. Maybe crimping is in, I'm not sure, but they call it like a mermaid wave. And I know there is like a mermaid wave maker, so maybe that's a better brand. But for me, I just don't want to burn my hair. So I'm really nervous about how long I keep it on. Sometimes I barely even crimp it down. I don't know the quality of the ceramic barrels, and I know that plays a role. And I went through a season where my hair was breaking like crazy, and I'm just now getting it healthy again. So I'm super nervous what I put on it. But yes, several people have noticed that my hair looks a little bit different, and they've sent notes, and I've been hesitant. But I'll just go ahead and tell y'all. It's the 3-barrel curling iron thing, and try at your own risk. See what you think. I think if I had longer hair, it would be better. Maybe it's something about my short hair. That's my review. Definitely not super helpful, but answers your question at least. And I appreciate y'all emailing in. Y'all are awesome. Fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com is where you can email in. And I love the advice. Like, I love that we got a book recommendation to share with people. If y'all have quotes you want to share, stories you want to put out there, or just questions, you never know what email is going to end up in this episode. I hope y'all are having a great week so far, and we'll see you back here on Thursday for the Four Things episode. Bye. Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.